Okay,
Hello.
Dieter, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Ms. V. I don't know why it's tripping like that.
Okay, Vaughn, you could go ahead. Dieter's on.
Okay. Well, hey, Dieter, what's up? It's Vaughn from 360. I wanted to get in and speak to you about your boxing. Start with that. Is that okay?
Yes, sir, let's do it.
All right, perfect. So how did you get into boxing? Like, how did you run get into that whole world?
See, you can say that one more time, you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry about that. How did you fall into the boxing world?
Man, really, just me. I was fighting a lot in school and stuff like that. So, hold on. Hey, is my screen off? Y'all can see me or no? Hold
No, we
on.
can't see you.
All right, what about now? Yeah, you good?
Now we can see
All
you.
right,
You're
bet.
good.
Yeah, my bad. I'm still trying to know how to rate this, but yeah, well, for the most part, I was really fighting a lot in school and stuff like that. So my daddy was just on some stuff like, man, since you want to fight, like, you're going to do it the right way. And that's really how I got into it.
All right, so you feel like you were kind of you feel like you was tested, because you know, like, because you grew up in you did you grow up in how far is, I guess you grew up in Louisiana in the area. But the area you grew up in, I'm assuming it was pretty rough because you were part of that gang, right? One of the gangs, right? Or how would you
Nah,
describe
I ain't
the
gonna
area?
say I was. I mean, I grew up in a tough environment, but I would never part of no game.
Okay. Oh no.
That I
Okay.
would agree with,
Wrong.
you know. Yeah.
I thought it said Gremlin Gang or something like that. Somebody said they saw you on a
Yeah,
crime
that
scene.
was something we was accused of, you know, but yeah, it
Oh,
was not like that.
got it. So have you, so, okay, got that. So, back to the boxing. So, you were in the regional Golden Gloves tournament, right? Before?
Yes, sir.
And, what was your workout regimen? I've been boxing since I was six, pretty much, honestly. What was your workout regimen? Did you have a trainer? Did you, I know you, did, what you, how old were you? Were you 14 when you started boxing
Yeah,
professionally?
I was like, yeah, like 14. I maybe boxed for like 3 years, but for the most part, like, I'm boxing. You can Google our club too. It's called Backstreet Boxing Club. One of our coaches, he was actually the president of the Southwest region, for amateur boxing. But like, you know, it's the same regimen for everybody. Like, they got the, as soon as you walk in that gym, you got a list on the wall. First, you're gonna run. You're gonna do your bag work. You're gonna do your mitt work. You're gonna do all your calisthenics and shit like that. Then if you're gonna hit the mitts. But we spar maybe Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we spar shit like that. But for the most part, that's really it. And
Did you
whatever else you decide to do
wear?
on, I
Oh, go
can hear
ahead.
you good.
Oh, no, I said, did you wear face protection when you sparred sometimes, or sometimes you didn't wear it? You
Nah,
wear all
so yeah, you definitely wore headgear. Even for fights and stuff like that, though, we wore headgear. You know, for amateur boxing, like, I ain't never turned pro, so I ain't never had a chance to fight without a headgear. Like, I mean, for us, like, just at practice on some homeboy stuff, we'll get in the ring without no headgear. But like, for us, a real fight, like, nah, I ain't never fought without a headgear.
right. Wow, this is what do you think makes a good boxer? You think it's discipline, technique, or heart?
Man, for one, I feel like heart. For one, before anything, like, if you ain't got no technique, no skills, if you got heart, you could, cause you could always learn. No, you can learn how to fight, but if you ain't got no heart, bro, it's like, yeah, you ain't really got nothing for real to me.
And would you ever get back in the ring? Now that you had this successful career, would you ever go back in the ring?
I consider it. Still to this day, I'm still active in the gym. Like, I still pull up every other day and go see my coaches. Like, man, we actually throwing a fight. We got a boxing match. We throwing August something. But I'm giving away a chain for the fight of the night, and I gotta pull up on my coach's day to finish rigging out details for our fight. But me personally, like, me just going to try to make a career out of it. No, like, but just on some free time stuff like that. Like, you know, I do it. I still every now and then go spar and stuff like that. But like, just me trying to get in the gym full time, I couldn't see myself doing that.
Yeah. And would you ever, consider fighting Blueface?
Yeah, why?
Cause
Yeah, hell yeah.
I
Hell yeah.
know
Hell yeah.
Blueface, now how tall are you? Cause Blueface is, he's like about 6'3", right? Something like
Yeah, I ain't number like 5'11", but you know,
that. Right. Well, you
I
can fight
think
him
I,
southpaw, right? You can fight him
yeah,
southpaw, right?
I think I do pretty good for myself, you know? Yeah, I think he could fight a little bit too.
Yo,
I
he
be
can fight.
checking
He
him out.
definitely can
Yeah,
fight.
he could
He
fight a little
can.
bit.
That's the reason why when I was getting excited, because I saw the way you stand on your feet and stuff, and the way you was rapping in the video, the videos I saw, I was laughing because I was like, this guy gets, bro, you got so much energy. You're hilarious, by the way. You're infectious. But I can tell you stand on the balls of your feet. You know what I'm talking about. So a real fighter has a little bit. Yeah. And even when you was chilling with the girls, you was like, whatever, girl, get on my face. I was like, I like that swag because I was like, that's a real dude right there. That's a real little dude right there. And I was like, I love that. I appreciate that realness. And I know you was probably tested in the streets because you yellow and I'm kind of red. So you already know we got straight. So, you know, I've been fighting since I was 6 years old. I would jump. Tommy Hearns actually tried to put me in Crocs boxing, by the way. And Terry Claiborne and Denzel Washington was trying to sponsor me for some fight. And I was like, back in the day, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. My nose broke. Give me the fuck that. But make a long story short, I could do speed bag, rope tricks. Can you do any rope tricks?
No, I ain't gonna lie, Brian. That's one, like, I ain't never been good with the rope, for real. And I never really practiced on it. Like, the main thing, like, even the speed bag, like, I'm straight on the speed bag. But I know people that really, like, man, they can hit this bitch all type of ways. Like, I could just do the regular basic stuff on that. But I don't know, like, man, the main thing for me was just, like, I'm just in it. This is really how I learned how to, like, I really learned how to box for real. Like, I get in there, this probably, like, my first 2 or 3 weeks at practice. As soon as I get to practice, like, I see everybody fighting. I'm like, man, what's up, coach? I want to spar. He's like, man, you ain't. I looked at him. I'm like, man, put me in there. Like, I just jumped in there like that. But every day they beating the shit out of me for real. Like, but I'm gradually getting better. Like, bro, I swear to God, like, by the time I made it some Golden Gloves, I was only boxing 3 months. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, no, I can tell. You've been fighting a lot. I can tell. I saw it. And I love it. You can hear it in your music too. It's very assertive, to say the least.
Yeah.
Your music.
Yeah, I'm telling them though. Don't let the skin fool you.
Right. Don't even let it, because you get tested and you gotta let people know. But I was laughing because one quick question. What's your best combo? Do you remember your best combo?
Man, I always like it. Like, I come off with a jab, hook, then a straight. Like, but I jab off the left, hook off the left. Because once I come off with the jab, I already got you here. So the hook is gonna kind of surprise you. Feel me? But after that, I'm really just trying to set you up for my right straight. That always be my hardest punch. Like, that's what I'm stopping people with.
And then you've been around music almost for a long time. Your dad had a studio, right? He was a part of a rap group. How did that impact your spirit as a child, seeing that?
For the most part, a lighter. And for the most part, it just made me familiar with it. Like, bro, like, honestly, I ain't never really just saw myself like being a rapper, no type of way. I don't really know how that happened. I know, but like, if anything, I was just more familiar with it. Like, so but it just made me not want to do it because it's like, I mean, I was always known for being like, that's Pat's son. Like, I wanted my own name, so I would never really gravitate towards it for real. Like, until I start, my big cousin start rapping, Miley Jr., he start rapping, and like, that's when I just like, all right, I got a reason to do it now. You feel me? But at first, I was just tired of being like, all I'm known for is that's Patson. I'm like, nah, I need my own name. You feel me?
And you grew up with both your parents. You know, a lot of people grew up with both their parents. Some people, you know, I grew up with both my parents, in Detroit, like I was telling you. And you can smoke that cigarette. I can smoke one with you. It ain't that deep. So basically, you smoke it too. It's cool. I won't put it. It's not gonna air. Like that, but off, you know, our record's fine. But I was gonna ask you, you grew up with both your parents and your older brother, and what was that like? How was it like growing up with both your parents in the house?
Man, it was cool. Like,
was your dad always around? Was your mama working? Like, what was the dynamics of the family?
Well, my parents was always there. Like, we was always straight for real, like, you know. But they was always busy too. You feel me? So it's like, you feel me? Like. It was cool, bro. Like, I don't know how I could really put it. But for the most part, we was really venturing. Man, you know how that be when you turn, like, man, we barely in the house anyway. So it's like, man, we coming in the house 9, 10 o'clock. We done been running outside all day, you feel me? But man, my parents was great parents though, bro. Like, we ain't never wrong for nothing for real. Like, we ain't hurt for nothing. But we still always, you feel me? Like, I be having to explain that to people too, though. Man, a girl asked me this in an interview one time. She like, man, if your daddy always had money since you was young, like, how you end up? I'm like, man, my pops always had money, but we still right here in the hood. Like, you feel me? So, like, what's the difference?
You feel me? Like, before, as us hurting, we ain't never heard from no mill. Like, we ain't never had to go without lights being off, none of that. But shit, we still in our environment, and that's just what it was, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. And then basically, Hit the Block is a straight, like, hood anthem for me, right? So where were you when you actually wrote that song? Were you, like, in your room? Were you at the club? Like, where were you when you wrote Hit the Block?
Bro, I wrote that in the studio. I didn't even write it, to be honest. Like, I don't write nothing. I punch and everything, but my producer, shout out Sin played the beat. And I just got in there, and I'm bar for bar, and like, everything, all that shit just came off the top of my head, for real.
Wow, that's crazy. That was my follow-up question, and you answered it. Because I was like, yeah, what type of rapper you are, and you just answered. Thank you so much for that. So, and I was going to ask you, too, since all your songs, bro, they get you amped. Like, we've been in the pandemic, so I got my speed rope out. I'm serious. Because I was like, yeah, bro, like, your songs, you got to move to your songs. It's straight, like Lil Wayne vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like, your songs is popping. But I was gonna ask you, do you have any other like slow songs or love songs in the fire?
Yeah, I do. It just, I don't know, like, I just be, man, I got like 100 songs right now, but I just be knowing like the type of my fan base, I know what it's built out for, so I don't just be putting out everything. Man, like me and my girl was just in the studio, we just left Miami. She there, she bet me, she like, man, you can't do no love song. I'm like, bro, I'm an artist for real. I'm like, watch this. Man, I'm running out. I'm doing the whole thing. She looking at me. I'm telling you, I really do this. It's just, I don't be thinking that's what people want to hear. So I just don't put it out. You feel me?
Yeah, but I think that you could probably put a spin on it too. You know, it don't have to be lovey-dovey. It can be some real heartfelt stuff. And another thing too is your voice has a very distinctive tone to it. So I was also going to ask you, do you ever think you would push yourself to do something with an EDM sound to it, or even like an Afro beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, your voice going against that kind of beat will make it hot. Think about Chris Brown and Benny Benassi when they had that beautiful thing, that beautiful song, Beautiful People.
Nah, that'll be hard. I like them Afro beats too. Like, I always want to try. Like, I be critiquing myself, bro, so I don't be want to like, I don't know. If I fuck it up, I'ma just, I don't want to be to mess my own brain up to be like, man, I ain't even. So, like, you know, like, I really just need to sit there and try it. I need to get over there. Like, I just need to try it. I do like them, but I just never got a chance to, like, no producer I work with just was like, man, do an Afro beat. And I just ain't think of just to, like,
bro, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You got the sound. It's crazy. I don't want to tell you about anything else, but bro, you should try it. Just try it, bro. Cause I'm telling you, when I listened to your voice, I was like, oh, it's kind of like, you so aggressive to hear that against another beat. That's kind of like, kind of that soulful sound that has, it's more of a world beat anyway. Think about it. And then it could be something special for you. You're definitely in your own lane, bro. You already know that. Like, yeah, your beats is so aggressive, you're aggressive and assertive with it, and then it's like you feel organic too. No, you don't feel like a gimmick, you know. That's why I like the Cash Money crew was coming out right now, and that's why I wanted to speak to you, because I was like, wow, y'all all like, all you guys feel like you're something like organic. It feels authentic, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was gonna ask you too, and you know, fast forward to, you know, but you've been an indie artist on the streets for 5 years, then you get approached. How did you get approached by Cash Money and Birdman? Like, did they call you on the phone? Were you at the club? Like, what?
Really, man, I was just coming home. I was coming home out of prison. I was home like a month. But my producer, Sinister, on the track, shout out Sin. Sin been signed with him for a minute. So Sin was like, man, look, I got a surprise for you. He like, I ain't going to spoil it, but when I put it together, I'm going to let you know. So one day he called. Him and my pops were working everything out. Once they got everything in the detail, like, they called me like, man, we got it. I'm like, what you I don't even know. Like, man, you about to sign the Cash Money. I couldn't believe it. Like, I ain't going to believe it till I see it. Like, when I signed that contract, that's when I'm like, man, this shit, I don't know. And it was so crazy because right when I came home, I'm like, I was on some shit. Like, man, I'm tired of rapping. I ain't doing it no more. Like, just when I was ready to quit, like, God sent me a blessing for real. Like, bro, I just appreciate this shit for real.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy that you said that. And real quick question, too. Like, I'm sure you're following the whole Kendrick and Drake beef. Who you at? Who corner you in?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been robbed you of shit like, man, if it ain't got nothing to do with on-site theater, I ain't even worried about it. Like, I ain't got no opinion on it. I ain't tending to it. That's deep business for real.
Got you. And then, you have a definitive style. And that's another reason why I wanted to speak to you, because I was looking through all your stuff. It's like, you have track suits, you know what I'm saying? You can tell your shit is fitted. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, the boxer has a whole distinctive look. So I was going to ask you, what do you think you get that innate style from? Did you get it from your parents, your grandparents, like, just being in your hood? Like, what?
I don't know. I can't really lie. My mom would be dressing, though, like, you feel me? Like, my mom would be putting that shit on, but, man, I must have put that shit on. I don't know. Man, my closet's so lit right now, dog. I don't know. Like, I got a mall in my closet. I missed to put that shit on. I don't know where I get it from. I get it from somewhere, though.
Bro, you had that yellow, that I forget what video it was in, but one of your jogging suits, you had a yellow, like, fitted. It was fly as fuck. I was like, all right. And then I saw your Instagram. You had the dope-ass pants on. I was like, wow, this little dude is fly. And then your grills. We got to talk about these grills. How old were you when you got your first pair of your grills?
Man, my first grill I ever got, I was like, maybe like 17 or something like that. Then it cost $1,000. I saved my little money too to go get that grill. I ended up losing it. I swear, man, I was I'm leaving a basketball game one day. We pulling off. I'm talking to a female out the window. I try to spit my gum out. I spit the grill out. Man, I was so hot, dog. I'm contemplating, like, should I stop and get it? I just kept going, like, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, that shit was embarrassing like a motherfucker. I ain't lying.
So how much is your grill worth now? The grill in your mouth now? How much is that?
I paid like 20, almost 26 for my shit.
Wow.
26,000. Yeah, I'm doing it big now. Yeah, we're doing better in life.
So now you're doing it big now. Is your click, do you have a big click now, or you have a small circle?
Man, it's all family, like everybody around me. And we a couple of us, like, is like we kinda big. So, but this all my brothers, like, this all people, all my family, my first cousins, people that I done grew from knee high with, you feel me? Like, the same people that been rocking with me since we had nothing, like, that's the same people with me right now.
And then I was going to ask you, too, what do you, your new label mates, are you, do you get along with them? Y'all chill? Y'all hang out? Do you think you would do it in the end? And if you do, like, guys do hang out, some of the label mates you have, sorry about that. Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, some of the new age Cash Money. Are you guys collaborating on any new song or music right now? Like T-Boss, Sax, and, Rublo?
Yeah, for sure. Man, for one, shout out Rublo. That's my real little brother. Like, man, I love Rublo. He got such a good spirit, bro. Like, he just a genuine person. And with the music, he hard as hell, like, you feel me? Shout out T-Boss. I fuck with T-Boss too. Me and her about to drop some shit. We got a single we just did. We about to be putting out. Shout out 88 too. Like, I fuck with 8. 8 a great, he a great artist too. Like, man, he just on every level, like, for us, like, music, like, he can hit it. And, like, I really be picking up shit from him when it come to rapping. But, he a good dude too. Like, I got love for 8. That's pretty much it. I ain't never really get a chance to meet nobody else. That's who I done met personally, like, you feel me?
Yeah. That, bro, it's, I mean, the energy y'all have, the crew that y'all, like, I don't know. It's kind of making me feel good about the state of hip-hop, honestly. Because it's like, I consider the Cash Money, like, the whole, like, history of it. It's like, you know, the house of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're part of something, like, so huge, and you should be real proud. And speaking of that, now that you know that you in the lane with your 85K followers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing a big idea. You know, I'm real proud of you, man. What do you plan to do with this type of power you got now? Like, you have this kind of power. Like, bro, there's nobody, I'm, trust me, I've been, you know, it's only one or two other people will compare you to, but you still different because you a boxer. You got that boxer vibe. You know what I'm talking about? It's a whole nother energy that you got. You know, you report, you know, boxer vibe is a completely different energy that nobody can manufacture. I'm sorry. And when I saw it, I was like, there's nobody can manufacture that. That's a lane of his own. What do you plan to do with that type of power you possess? That kind of energy, how infectious you are?
Man, honestly, like, right now, like, my long-term goal for, like, all this, bro, is, like, just me to get in a position where I can have a real platform to where I can put all my brothers on, like, and, like, I can have them in a position I'm in, you feel me? Like, and just on some shit, like, man, that shit lonely when you the only one, you feel me? Like, you the only one eating, like, so I need everybody around me to be straight, everybody around me in a position where they can take care of themselves and we can all just enjoy life together, for real.
And then I was gonna ask you real quick too. How hands on are you with your promo, your packaging, and your video treatments?
I'm big on that because like I be having a certain picture for shit like, so I really, my last couple of videos, not the last one, but the last two before that, the last three before that, I sit down with the directors before anything and we creating a treatment together, like, you feel me? Cause I be having a certain picture for everything, like I be so detailed with shit, like, so I be wanting shit a certain way. And like, I just be feeling like, and I might be wrong, like, we might could get together and you might give me a better idea. So like, I just like to be hands on with it and let you just see where I'm coming from rather than just sitting back and let you do it how you want to, you feel me?
You can feel it. You can feel it. It's definitely making a difference in your sound, bro. Trust me. And then also, one other thing I was going to ask you, is there anything that you would like to add or anything that we didn't speak about that you want to let us know about? A tour, a date, a performance, a new single, a new album, your album release day, your mixtape, something, merchandise?
Add Me Up just dropped. A month ago, we got over 500K on that. For two, I got a tour starting in July coming up. People need to tap in with it. For three, like, I just want to thank everybody at Cash Money. Thank you, Ms. V. Thank you, Birdman. Thank you, Slim. Thank you, Sin. Shout out my pops. Shout out Fareed. Shout out everybody who been supporting me and helping me. Shout out Maddie. Shout out Zay. Like, just thank you everybody who on my team who been really pushing me and helping me stay focused forever.
Yeah, and don't forget to shout out 360.
Nah, for sure. Shout out 360. And I appreciate y'all for having me, for sure.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I want you to have a great weekend. I don't want to hold you longer. But thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And I appreciate you. And keep doing what you're doing. We watching.
For sure. Appreciate it, bro, for real. Yeah,
yeah, you too. Have a good one.